Good evening and welcome to No Rest for the Weekend. I'm Lisa King here in downtown Brooklyn, New York for the 16th annual Bushwick Film Festival. I'll be interviewing some of the filmmakers and stars of this year's festival here on the pink carpet. But first, a brief word from our sponsors.
Sponsored by Black Magic Design, the world's highest quality products for the feature film, post and broadcast industries. BlackMagicDesign.com. And by JMR Rentals, professional digital cinema and broadcast equipment rentals in Brooklyn, New York. JMRNY.com.
I'm here with Jill Winternitz from Young Gun. How are you doing? How does it feel to be here at the 16th annual Bushwick Film Festival?
You know, it's really magical. I flew over from London last night, so my jet lag has been banished by the amazing Sweet 16 opening party. So yeah, very, very thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
That's wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about your film, Young Gun?
Absolutely. Young Gun is a comedy action that we shot in South London. It owes a lot to Natural Born Killers, Tarantino. It's a really surprising, fun, escapist movie. It's a feature and it's showing this Saturday at 6 p.m. So please do join us.
Oh, wonderful. And what do you hope the audience will take away from your film? It sounds like a really fun film. So,
you know what? That's it. I hope people have fun. I hope they go on the ride. I hope they're surprised. I hope they see this little slice of life in London that maybe we don't get as much over here in the States. Really, really hope you enjoy.
Wonderful. And how can we find out more about it? Follow you on the socials? Where can we find you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm on Instagram at Jill Winternitz. I'll be posting about the film and its journey, its distribution. But this is a big thing for us because this is our premiere. So really thrilled to be at the Bushwick Film Festival.
I'm here with Antonio Reynoso, the Brooklyn Borough President. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here. How does it feel to be hosting the 16th annual Bushwick Film Festival opening night?
Yeah. Well, I first met Kwebe 16 years ago when she first thought of this, and I was just a staff member in an office for an elected official. And 16 years later, for our relationship to have continued to grow, and now to have this be the home of the grand opening of the Bushwick Film Festival 16 years later, really feels amazing. It feels amazing, and I'm so proud of her and so honored that it could be held at Borough Hall.
It's a full circle moment for you, for sure. So how do you see your involvement in this film festival? Will you be here multiple nights, or tell us a little bit about how you're supporting the film festival?
So usually I come to opening night, and then I find a couple of movies that I think are interesting that I want to see. But if you go to Bushwick, it's just the amount of people, the energy is just absolutely amazing. So maybe I go for one and you'll end up staying for two or three. And it's not just film, it's the camaraderie. You're meeting people that are not only from Brooklyn or Bushwick, they're also from all over the world. So to be able to do this, to see how much it's grown and the value that it's been created because of it is extraordinary. So again, very happy, and I will be out there in Bushwick watching films all weekend.
I'm with Eduardo Ranoboldo and Lola Newman from the film Anywhere. How do you guys feel being here tonight at the Bushwick Film Festival?
Really great.
Yeah, so excited. Mm-hmm. It's we're both New Yorkers, and it's a New York-based film, so it's great to be here.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Yeah, it's a movie about a teleporting assassin who takes on what might be her last assignment.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds incredible. And what do you hope the audience will take away after seeing your film?
I hope that they find it to be kick-ass, for starters, and then, maybe take something away about what a difficult life is like and the trauma that comes with it.
It's an incredibly fun watch, and I hope that they see the hard work that everyone put into the film. I mean, it was a labor of love.
I'm sure they will. And how can we follow you guys and learn more about you online?
My Instagram is Eduardo2, I do lots of music videos, so if you need someone to do that, I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that too. I do narrative documentary. My Instagram is LolaNWMN, and I'm on IMDb, Lola Newman.
Wow. I'm with Sandy Nurse from the New York City Council representing Bushwick. And how does it feel to be here this evening at the Bushwick Film Festival?
Yeah, thanks for having us. It feels so great. And I'm so excited to see a homegrown film festival here at Borough Hall, representing the stories of Bushwick, representing the artists, the creatives, photographers, all the behind the scenes folks. You know, the media industry has been going through so much. So it's been so incredible to see this festival take root and grow over so many years under the leadership of Koi Bei Ye. And I'm just here really to support her and this film festival and all of our artists in Bushwick and Brooklyn, which is the greatest city in the world.
How long have you been involved with the Bushwick Film Festival?
So I've known about it since it started. Came last year, went to the event they had in the neighborhood. Now we're here at Borough Hall. It's just growing and growing and growing. So I'm just excited to be able to watch this journey, witness this growth, witness people really, you know, coming and getting involved in it. And it's just exciting.
I'm here with Madeline Mack and Julie Bilewski from How to Catfish Your Ex. How does it feel to be here at the Sweet 16 Bushwick Film Festival?
We are so happy to be here. We're so proud of this film, and it is such a New York movie, so it's even more special to be sharing it with Brooklyn.
Yeah, it definitely hits here different than I think it would hit in other cities. So it's exciting to have our premiere and celebrate it with our friends and family.
Wonderful. And can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Yeah, the film is about a young woman who is heartbroken and trying to heal from a breakup and thinks it would be a good idea to stalk her ex-boyfriend on a dating app and send a friend on a date with him to see how he's doing.
Wonderful. Well, how can we follow you on social media and find out more about the film online?
At CatfishYourX. I almost forgot the handle. CatfishYourX on Instagram.
Wonderful.
Yeah, CatfishYourX on Instagram, but you can also, it links you to our personal accounts as well.
I'm here with Jose Duran and Sam Yastrzebski from the film Coney Island Baby. How does it feel to be here tonight, guys?
It feels amazing.
Amazing, incredible.
Yay, and could you tell us a little bit about your film, Coney Island Baby?
Sure, it's a coming-of-age film. I really love the coming-of-age film genre from the 80s, so this is kind of my take on that. And we shot in one day in Coney Island. Basically follows the story of three friends skipping school and going to Coney Island and having a day.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds like a lot of fun. What do you hope the audience takes away after seeing your film?
I just want them to have a good time. That's pretty much it. Just have a good time.
Terrific. Yeah. And how can we follow you or find out more about the film online?
Instagram, GUSTO 1630, GUSTO 1630.
I'm here with Susie Moon and Eric LaPlante from the film Darla in Space. How are you guys doing? How does it feel to be here
The
16th Bushwick Film Festival?
It's very exciting.
Yes, very, very excited.
Can you tell us a little bit about the film?
The movie is about a woman who befriends a sentient, orgasm-granting kombucha mother, and they go on an adventure to pay off Darla's tax debt.
And what do you hope the audience takes away from this film?
Well, it's got a lot of heart to it. It sounds like a big concept of a movie and everything, but believe it or not, you're going to feel a lot of emotions for this lady and her adventures.
And how can we follow you on social media and learn more about your film?
I guess on Instagram, it's Darla underscore in underscore space.
I'm with John Trey, the director of the 44th Chamber of Shalom. How are you feeling tonight?
It's crazy to see the step in to be just in the middle of the city. Normally, this would just be a street. Feeling pretty good, though. We caught the last bit of good weather this year.
Yes, thank goodness. And can you tell us a little bit about your film?
It's like a martial arts comedy. It just happens in like the New York City outer boroughs, and it's kind of like a reverse Karate Kid, where it's like, because everybody knows the way the Karate Kid works, where it's like if you give somebody training and it just seems like it's unrelated to learning like martial arts or whatever, there's got to be some sort of like secret payoff. And so it's about this kind of crackpot martial arts master who just gives a kid a bunch of chores to do because he knows that he can just trick him.
And what do you hope the audience takes away from your film?
I just hope they have a good time. I think it's funny. I hope it brings people laughter.
That's wonderful. And how can we follow you or find you on social media?
I'm just at John Trey on Instagram or whatever, and that's JONTRUEI. And nobody else has that name, so it's really just, that's the way.
So we'll find you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, John.
Yep.
I'm with Augustus Oikel and Leia Doze of the film Ember Part 2. How are you guys feeling tonight being at the Bushwick Film Festival?
Really excited. Yeah, this is our premiere, and so yeah, we're really excited to share it with everyone.
Yeah, just stoked.
Wonderful. Yeah. And can you tell us a little bit about the film?
Yeah, so I'd say the film was born from it's a personal film for both of us. I was the writer, Leia directed. I also act in it, and it's about toxic patterns that you can fall into in relationships when you don't know how to assert boundaries. And I would say really at its core, it's a film about people who don't know how to tell the truth.
Yeah, it's called Ember Part 2. It's the end of a relationship. And in the end of a relationship, you often want to find love for the person you love so much. And I think sometimes in that process, all you do is you hurt each other even more. And this is an exploration of that.
Wow, sounds wonderful. What do you hope the audience leaves with? Yes, what do you hope the audience leaves with?
Maybe a sense of familiarity with, or a sense of being seen, or relating to the experience. It's not trying to like propose a solution or anything. I would say, if anything, it's trying to talk about things that we're all experiencing and nobody's talking about.
And how can we follow you and learn more on the social media?
So we have an Instagram page at Ember Part 2.
I'm with Truthy Park from the film Esperanza. How does it feel to be here tonight?
Feels great. Lots of good energy.
Wonderful. And can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Yeah, Esperanza is a short film. It's about an immigrant taxi driver in upstate New York who drives to undocumented immigrants to the border of Canada and about their kind of connections and conflict along the way.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. And what do you hope the audience learns from your film?
It's a film that kind of leaves you with questions about, I guess, the system, the immigration system in this country, and, you know, what people have at stake and what people deserve. So I hope it makes people think.
Wonderful. And how can we find you online?
I am mostly active on Instagram. It's at Shruti Parekh, my first and last name, Shruti Parekh. And that's it, yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Shruti. That's Shruti from the film Esperanza. I'm here with Victoria Perry and Jamila Hache from the film Everywhere You Go. How are you guys feeling tonight being here at the Bushwick Film Festival?
I'm really excited. I think we're in great company. I'm excited to catch some of these films.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Same. I'm very excited. I'm ready to be inspired, even more inspired, because I feel like there's some amazing filmmakers here tonight.
And can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Sure. It's a surreal thriller, short narrative, and it is based on my experience surviving the Las Vegas shooting in 2017, and it's all about facing your survivor's guilt and healing from mass violence.
Wow, that sounds pretty intense. And you were an actress in the film?
Yes, I played the lead character, and basically you just follow my journey through my survivor's guilt, PTSD, being a part of a mass shooting, and how to recover from that, which is a very different way for everybody, but therapy helps.
And what do you hope the audience takes away from watching your film?
I think we wrote it and filmed it with the intention that if you connect to yourself and heal yourself, that's a form of activism. So that's a really big theme, like just connecting to love and leading with love. And it's always available to you no matter what you face.
That's wonderful. And how can we follow you on social media?
Mine is Victoria, Perivo.
And mine is at Jamila, Jamila Hache, Hache.
Thank you so much, Victoria and Jamila, from the film
Everywhere You Go.
I'm with Dr. Karen Baptiste and Edwin Walker of Preschool to Prison. How does it feel to be here tonight at the Bushwick Film Festival?
Amazing. Oh my gosh.
Brooklyn is electrifying tonight. Yes. It's a great energy here.
Exhilarating. Well, I'm a New Yorker, so it's always about New York everywhere we go. It's just really happy to be here, be in my city, and to have our film here is everything that we wanted.
Wonderful. And can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Yes. So Preschool to Prison is about America's obsession with incarcerating children, particularly under the age of 10, where the school system is designed for children of color and children with special needs, regardless of race, where they actually go from school to prison.
And what do you hope that the audience takes away from watching your film?
We've been traveling around the country for the past 6 months with this project, and I think we are starting and evoking a conversation to end the educational lynching that's been happening in this country. Right. Many kids of color have been affected by the education system, and with this project, it's a conversation so that you can go to your local community council, you can go to your aldermen, you can go to your mayors, your senators, and make sure that legislation is put in place to end the educational lynching in this country.
So our first step on that, and to add on to that, is we are working to actively change policy and looking at the federal level and how do we ensure that schools are treating children with special needs and children of color equitably, fairly, and giving them the resources and the education that they deserve, and not using incarceration as a punishment to correct behaviors.
Wow, sounds amazing. How can we find out more about your film online and follow you? You have Instagram?
Yes. Yes, so you can go to preschooltoprisondoc, DLC, on Instagram.
On all the social medias.
All the social media. We are everywhere on social media. If you go on Facebook and you look up Preschool to Prison Documentary Project, we'll pop up there as well.
The website is preschooltoprisondocumentary.com. Once again, preschooltoprisondocumentary.com, and you can find everything you need to know about the project.
I'm here with Yasha Ka and Amama Sadar from Girls Aren't Funny. How are you guys doing? How does it feel to be here at the 16th Annual Bushwick Film Festival?
Absolutely amazing. Incredible. Yeah, we're so excited, and we filmed right here in New York in Brooklyn almost entirely. We're very happy.
Areas close by, so yes. This has been really great to like now be here and have everyone see our film or pilot.
That's wonderful. And can you tell us a little bit about your film?
The show is all about women stand-up comedians who are hilarious, and it's the ups, the downs that go along with doing stand-up comedy. And Amama here is the center, the focus of the first episode, and so I'll let her speak to that.
Oh, wonderful. Tell us.
Yeah, I think this show is going to be amazing because it really showcases what a lot of female comedians have to go through, specifically like around, you know, balancing like home life. And my episode specifically is balancing like cultural expectations versus like what I want in stand-up and what I want in life. And I think it really just highlights the struggle that a lot of female comedians have. And we really haven't seen stories around female comedians, especially centered around like women of color, non-binary. And I think it's just such a beautiful opportunity to have this pilot be in this festival so everyone can see the amazing work that we've done.
Congratulations for being here this evening. How can people follow you on social media and find out more about your hopeful eventual TV show?
And I should say our TV show, our pilot was executive produced by Brick TV just down the street. So shout out to them. And we also had an amazing grant from the New York Foundation of the Arts, so shout out to them as well. Where can you find us? Girls Aren't Funny series is our Instagram. And then my Instagram, I don't know if we said this already, director, creator, Yasha Ka. It's J-A-S-I-A-K-A. And Amama.
And my Instagram is at Amama Sardar, S-A-R-D-A-R. And I post a lot of stand-up, a lot of sketches and other art stuff. So, yeah.
Terrific. Thank you so much for speaking with us. I'm with Hazel Gerland Cooler from Storming Caesar's Palace. And how does it feel to be here tonight at the Bushwick Film Festival?
It is fantastic. It's so exciting to be here. I'm so thrilled to be able to share my film with everybody here and with the world.
Can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Sure. Storming Caesar's Palace is an archival documentary film, and it features Ruby Duncan, and she's right here, who is now 91 years old. But the film focuses on her life during the 60s and 70s. And she was a welfare rights activist, and she was fighting for a guaranteed income, which is something that we are still trying to get today. I'm just really excited to have the film out in the world.
That's wonderful. How can we learn more about it online or social media?
Sure. We have a website, StormingCaesarsPalace.com, and lots of Storming Caesars Palace on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's all there.
I'm with Malcolm Thorndike Nicholson and Batya Feldman from the film Provincetown 99. How are you feeling tonight about being here at the Bushwick Film Festival?
We feel great. Thank you for having us.
Great.
Yeah, thrilled. It's incredible to have our work seen and screened by Brooklyn-based film festival where our friends and family and community can come see the work on the big screen.
Can you tell us a little bit about your film, Provincetown 99?
Yeah, so it is a short horror comedy. So it is about a man who wants to throw a surprise orgy for his husband's 40th birthday. But the twinks that he hires for the occasion turn out to be part of a Gnostic sex cult that might want to murder them. So they have to escape the house with their marriage and lives intact.
Wow. Okay. And what do we hope the audience takes away from this film? That sounds very intriguing.
You know, it is a weird little film, but I think it was a labor of love, and we hope that people watch it and take away, I think, a sort of meaningful engagement with sort of sex, intimacy, and honesty and openness with relationships as you get older.
And I think also just like a sense of playfulness and whimsy and fun that, you know, serious stuff can be underneath a lot of things that are wacky and crazy. And when you love someone, you find a way to make it work in spite of, you know, people trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Sounds wonderful. How can we follow you on social media and learn more about your film?
You can find me. I'm M.T. Nicholson on Instagram and Twitter.
You can go to my website, batyafeldman.com.
All right. Terrific. Thank you so much. I'm here with Dante Boyer from the film Why Tomorrow Never Comes. How does it feel to be here tonight, Dante?
It feels great. The frequency's high. There's a lot of filmmakers here. It's amazing.
Great. And can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Yeah, it's a psychological thriller about a young black man who struggles with his mental health while getting ready to talk at an all-black group therapy session. So it's a very intense film.
Wow. And what do you hope the audience learns from your film or takes away from your film?
That therapy is for everybody, no matter who you are, where you come from, your background, everybody can benefit for a little bit of therapy in their life.
And how can we find out more about your film online or on social media?
Follow me on Instagram at _blackcanvas. I have a bunch of posts on the movie, and actually this is the last circuit that it's going to be in, and then after this is going to be released to the public soon. So yeah.
Terrific. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm here with J.T. Duran and Cindy Brown of the film Una Carta a Mi Hijas. How do you guys feel about being here at the Bushwick Film Festival?
We're very excited. You know, it's been a process, and we're really excited in terms of making it this far and to show the world, you know, our work and to change lives.
I can't believe I'm in a film festival in my hometown. This never gets old. I pinch myself. This is pretty freaking cool. Oh,
congratulations. And can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Our film is Una Carta a Mejias, and it's the story of a woman from Mexico who's undocumented, and it's her trials and tribulations as she pursues the American dream. She writes a letter to her children, sort of asking for forgiveness and confessing why she's not there and how much it hurts her, and we see her whole experience. We see the immigrant experience, a woman's experience, the New York experience, the universal experience. That's our film, and we hope everyone sees it and loves it.
It sounds wonderful. And how can we find out more about the film online or on social media?
You can visit us, Two-Hander Films on IG and two-hander.com, or Google Una Carta a Mejias or Google Two-Hander Films.
I'm with Hannah Cullen from the film Little Boxes. How does it feel to be here tonight at the Bushwick Film Festival?
It feels wonderful. I'm really excited. It's my film's world premiere tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Yeah, it's an experimental feature film that uses movement and narrative to talk about the way that technology is interfering with our ability to have authentic connection.
Very interesting. And what would you hope that the audience takes away from your film?
I feel like so often when we talk about technology and the way that it's sort of, you know, destroying our ability to have intimacy, some might say. I'm not, you know, saying that that's the case. But I feel like so often it's meant to scare people. And my film was, the goal of it was that it was meant to feel relatable and intimate and hopefully something that people would want to carry forward into their relationships when they leave the theater.
Wonderful. And how can we follow you online or learn more about the film online?
The film is on Instagram at littleboxes.mov, and my Instagram is at Cullen Made.
I'm with Andy Janelle Leggette from the film Jelly. How are you feeling tonight, Andy?
I feel great. I'm so excited to be here. I'm excited to premiere in New York. This is the first time, so I'm just really excited to have an audience and share the film.
Oh, congratulations. Can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Yeah, so my film is called Jelly. It is a magical realist coming of age about a young Black girl in Brooklyn who has a peculiar fascination with death. After she hears about the mysterious passing of a neighbor, she goes to investigate the case, kind of Nancy Drew style, and comes to terms with a more personal disappearance, which is that of her father. So the story is about grief and how children use their imagination to overcome their grief.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. And what do you hope the audience learns or takes away from your film?
I really hope that they take away that there's hope. I think the grief of losing a loved one is something all adults have trouble with, especially children. And I think that ending it on a hopeful note just really gives the audience an understanding that even though someone's left you, they're still with you inside.
That's wonderful. And how can we find you online or social media?
My social media is at Serendipity, spelled Serannndipity. You can follow me there or on my website, which is anndijl.com.
And that's all from the opening night of the Bushwick Film Festival. For more of our content and more film festival coverage, visit our website, norestfortheweekendpodcast.com. We'd like to thank everyone who came out to chat with us tonight, with a big thanks to our sponsors, Blackmagic Design and JMR Rentals. For Behind the Rabbit Productions, I'm Lisa King. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you at the next fest.